website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you jump on board. As we face the issues, we always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I get caught up involved in the dialogue and the discussion myself, that I failed to give you the telephone number. In fact, on one occasion, I had an individual that told me that, you know, keep giving the phone number. I can't recall it unless you repeat it. So that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue our discussion of the issue that is prominent around the globe. It's the focal point of every news outlet around the globe, and that is the atrocities that's recently taking place and continuing in Islam. Islam against Israel. It is the war against the Jewish people, and it's a war that's about 4,000 years in the making, but it's a war nevertheless that's coming to a crescendo in our era. I call it the unspeakable horrors. Unspeakable horrors. Ladies and gentlemen, the land of Israel today is strewn with unspeakable horrors. It is faced with devastation and difficulties. Nothing like it since the Holocaust, where Adolf Hitler incinerated about 6 million Jews. Nothing like it in scope since the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Ladies and gentlemen, we had our 9/11. And after the 9/11, you recall George Bush stating that wherever you are, we're going to hunt you down and you're going to pay for your crime. That's exactly what Israel is doing today. They're trying to eradicate, remove, take out the cancerous enemy in the camp. That is in Gaza, 25-mile long stretch of real estate, 3 to 7 miles in width at given locations, about 2 million people housed there. Hamas is a puppet state of Iran. Iran has the goal of eradicating, eliminating, destroying every Jew. We're going to talk about that today. We'll talk about what's happening in our own nation with the divisiveness in relationship to our stand with Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the streets with slaughtered men, women, and children are being now, how would you say, cleaned up in Israel. The Islamic jihadist attack on Israel is no less than barbaric. They've discovered over 40 babies that have been found with their bodies, heads have been chopped off. Over 1,200 have been butchered, including some from other nations, as well as from America. It's a horrific scene. And yet we have those in the U.S. House of Representatives that say that it's Israel's fault, that Israel is the barbaric nation, that Israel is the one that's caused the problem. Well, during this broadcast today, I want us to look at some of the different points of view and analyze it from a biblical worldview. And also, we're going to analyze what is taking place through Hamas, which is a puppet state of Iran, which together are simply the Islamic jihadists. We're going to look at the Quran, Islam's holy book, and see what Islam says that they're doing in Israel, what the motivations are, and who they are trying to eradicate. So as we face the issues today, let me remind you, just as each and every broadcast, we face the issues based on the authoritative, written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117:2. So we need to stick to the truth, stand on the truth, understand what the truth book says. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it does not come as a surprise at all to the central biblicist that studied the word of God, and that we understand what God's word says will take place in the last days. It's the truth. And yet we've had those bifurcating the truth, somehow, some way, painting a different picture of truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today. Just as we see the horrors, the barbaric horrors, the unspeakable horrors taking place in Israel at the hands of a barbaric jihadist group, we have those that are saying, "Don't believe your lying eyes. Don't believe what is truth. Believe what we tell you is truth." And then denying, out of hand, flippantly denying the truth of what happened and the truth of what makes this take place and why, listen, and why this shall not cease until after the rapture of the church and the days of the tribulation set in. And these jihadists have their ultimate leader, the Antichrist. Listen very carefully as we think about that. It was a frightening scenario when I first read this statistic, this survey, several months back. But let me give you the statistical data as one of the things that we see coming to the forefront today. This headline says, "Most young Americans say there's no absolute truth." This article states in the survey that 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the millennials, say that each person determines their own version of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, one recent commentator on television news, talking about the thousands in the streets in New York, Miami, Atlanta, Australia, et cetera, that's demonstrating against Jews, some even saying incinerate the Jews, burn the Jews, destroy the Jews, and praising the, quote, Palestinians. One of the commentators said that those in the streets that are praising the Palestinians are 25 to 45 years of age. That's the very heart of the millennial age group today. So you must ask the question, why is it they believe that the Jews are the bad ones, that the Jews are the ones that need to be exterminated, the Jews are the ones that need to be annihilated, the Jews are the ones that's doing the wrong thing? Why is that so? Because of what they've been taught in the colleges and the universities. In fact, Harvard University has just come out of the closet and identified clearly their political, ethical, moral position. About 31 departments in Harvard have all claimed that Israel is wrong, that Israel is the one that's at fault, that it's the, quote, Palestinians, i.e. Hamas, the jihadist, that's right, and that Israel, the Jewish people, are wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a major decline in America, and it's coming out of our colleges and universities where we have secularist, where we have the communist, socialist, Marxist professors teaching our kids and grandkids. Let me just tuck this in. Didn't intend to touch on this. But if you've got a son or a daughter that's seeking scholarships in a university or college, you've got a son or a daughter, a grandchild, that's looking to go to one of the institutes of higher education, don't you dare put them in a secular institution where they're going to be brainwashed, where they're going to be transferred in their minds from what mom and dad's taught them at home about godliness and goodness, holiness, and honoring God, where the professors, the secular, socialist, Marxist, communist professors, have a goal of brainwashing, destroying that child and causing that child to hate America, to hate Christianity, to hate God, and to turn their backs on anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. Pull them out of that. Don't put them in a higher educational institution unless it is a Christian college and Christian university. I recommend it. I commend it. In fact, you can dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE, and find Conservative Theological University ready and available to train the minds and hearts of those that had surrendered to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." That's my recommendation each and every day. I believe it's time Christians come out of the closet, stand for truth, stand for what the Word of God says, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the detractors may say. One final note before we take our callers. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, whether it's the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. There's an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. I believe I have Aaron on the phone. Go ahead with the question and comment, please.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for having me today. Just a few thoughts I had. One thing that really sticks out to me whenever I'm reading the Gospels and reading those red words of Jesus Christ, Christ is very quick to call out hypocrites. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that really irks me the most about people is whenever they're hypocrites. If you've got a decision, if you've got an opinion on something, be able to stand up for it and defend it very well. That's always been my thought. But it's just interesting to see that the same people on the left that want to call out and say that Christians and conservatives, the people on the right are Nazis and white supremacists and anti-Semites, and they're the same ones cheering in the streets right now, siding with Hamas. Mm-hmm. They're the same ones going against the people of Israel. And it's just very interesting to see. And, you know, granted, we're witnessing history in real time right now. God's got his plan, and we're seeing it out. And it's just, you know, it's very interesting whenever you look at the history of the conflicts in the area that you have Israel that's surrounded on all fronts by Islamic nations.
Mm-hmm.
And two that come to mind is Lebanon and Jordan, both of which are very quick to call out Israel and hold their stance of being anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli. but yet they will not accept any Palestinian refugees into their country. And it's because it came back and it bit them back in the day. Lebanon let in some Palestinian refugees back, I want to say, late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
And within that was extremists that infiltrated and pretty much was the powder keg that kicked off the Lebanese Civil War. And if you look into history about the Black September event in Jordan, a similar thing. Jordan let in Palestinian refugees and people that were looking for a new homeland, and Hamas, PLO, you know, all those extremist types came in and under the guise of refugees and immigrants and caused a bunch of issues for Jordan. So, of course, those two nations do not want them in. Now, granted, it's a tragedy for all these innocent lives on both sides that are being torn apart right now. But what we need to do is pray that, you know, God's justice will be swiftly done and that those that are lost and unsaved will come to find Christ as our Savior and as the Messiah. And that's the hope that we have. And, you know, it's our duty as Christians to stand behind God, stand behind the truth. And, you know, we're strap in. The end times are coming.
Absolutely, Aaron, you're right, spot on with what you've said. And if I could add a little footnote to that, what we're watching is the battle between two brothers, half-brother and a full-brother, that is Ishmael and Isaac. And the land was given to Isaac, which is the nation of Israel. And the jihadist that we see today is out of Ishmael. And if you look at Genesis chapter 12 and following, you'll find that with the Ishmaelic people, God's word says they'll be hated of all nations, hated of all nations. And we're seeing that come to fruition today. We're seeing also come to fruition where in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and following, it says that every nation will be coming against the nation of Israel. So we're watching, as you touched on a moment ago, God's come into play. In fact, I've used the term, Aaron, that the God's prophetic time clock is now stopped at about 60 seconds before midnight. And when God's timing is ready, the clock will start ticking, and we're going to see all that the Scripture already tells us will take place in rapid fire, including the rapture of the church and the 7 years of tribulation, etc., etc. So it should cause the Christian to rejoice in the realization and recognition that God is on his throne, that God's word is coming to fruition. And at the same time, it should cause us to be in empathy, sympathy, and in prayer for the peace of Jerusalem, as Psalms 122 and verse 6 says that we're to do. So, Aaron, you're exactly right. Now, what are your thoughts, while I have you on the line? What are your thoughts about people like Rashid Tlaib, that refuses to even answer the question by reporters about her stand, waving the flag, having the Palestinian flag outside of her door and the U.S. Capitol building. How should we respond to stuff like that?
It's, you know, we live in a country where we have freedom of expression, freedom of speech, but at the same time, people are trying to pass hate crime legislation that if you call somebody by the wrong pronoun, you're thrown in jail and thrown under the jail and have your assets seized and all that other stuff. We see that happen in other countries, and obviously we have lawmakers trying that here in our country. As for our lawmakers that have been elected to government, wholeheartedly backing who is essentially not only the enemy of our greatest allies in the Middle East, but the enemies of Western civilization itself, it really speaks volumes to where they stand. And when push comes to shove, where they'll actually be on that side of the argument. They do it because they're not afraid to stand up for what they believe in. And granted, I said that's an admirable thing to have with somebody, you know, be able to stand up for what you believe in, but be able to argue it succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
But then show where he stands, and you know, I don't think they see that on the side of America. You mess with Israel, you're messing with the U.S. Like, you know, we've had this discussion before, and everybody knows it. Israel is our greatest ally in the Middle East.
Amen. That's right.
Any kind of sympathy that the Palestinians may have been garnering as of late has completely gone out the window with these farming communes in South Israel that have been completely wiped clean, man, woman, and child. There is no sympathy whatsoever left for Palestine. But it's the same same matter of Congresswoman Tlaib. And a lot of my online debates with people of differing opinions, anytime you have a major terrorist attack, anytime ISIS or Hamas or Hezbollah is out beheading people and committing atrocious acts, you always have a group of people that claim to be Muslim, and they say, this is not what the Quran says. These people committing these atrocious acts are not Muslims. Muslims, you know, the Quran will say that Muslim fighters are to attack other men who are going against Islam, but they are not to touch women and children. They're not supposed to rape women. They're not supposed to commit these atrocious acts. Those people are not Muslims. And you'll ask the same person that's claiming that that terrorist is not a Muslim, say, okay, well, you as a Muslim, do you condemn these atrocious acts? I have not gotten a single person or even read a response. And this goes to people in Congress. This goes to politicians, lawmakers, people, representatives, ambassadors from the region. None of them will say, as a Muslim, I condemn the acts of ISIS, Hamas, PLO, Hezbollah, et cetera. They will not do it. The only response you will get from them is, they are not Muslims. Those terrorists are not Muslims. But you and I both know, you as being a well-educated scholar in Islamic studies, the Quran says plain as day that all unbelievers, all infidels, are to be slaughtered as pigs, essentially. And the women are ripe for the taking for rape. And it says it plain as day there, is no matter how many people want to spin it, it's there. It's written in the text in the noble Quran that was approved by the University of Medina.
I'm glad you touched on that. I'm looking at the Quran. Quran in Surah 2:191, and kill them, non-believers. Wherever you find them, kill them. Such is the recompense of the disbelievers, that is the non-Muslims. Surah 2:193, fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2:98, whoever is an enemy of Allah and his messengers, then very clearly, Allah is the enemy of all non-Muslims. In Surah 2:216, jihad, that is holy fighting, Allah's cause is ordained for every Muslim, end quote. In Surah 3:85, whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted. And I could go further and further. Surah 4:101, the disbeliever, all non-Muslims, are even unto you our open enemies. Allah has prepared humiliating torment for all non-Muslims. Surah 4:102. And then in Surah 8:39, fight them, all non-believers, until there's no more disbelief in Allah and Islam. So you're exactly right, Aaron. It is right out of their, quote, holy book. And that's the playbook that's being used by Hezbollah. That's the playbook that's being used by Iran. That's the playbook that's being used by Hamas. And that is the end result as we see it on an international scale of what's taking place in Israel. So, Aaron, you're on target, spot on. All we can do is keep praying and looking up. The scripture says our redemption draweth nigh. Aaron, thanks so much for your call, for your input. Have a blessed day today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you as well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with the question. Comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngbug, how are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. Aaron had it pretty much right. Israel is surrounded. There was a time when Israel wasn't quite surrounded, but it brings me back to your reading of the verses within the Quran and the Hadith. And basically, the Palestinian Liberation Organization are all the Jordanians back from the 60s. They weren't let back into Jordan because the leader at that particular time, his name was Yasser Arafat, and he tried to overthrow the king of Jordan. They didn't let it back in. Now, Lebanon Lebanon was actually a Christian country at one point. That was part of what occurred when Israel invaded them back in the early 80s, because the Palestinians, the Jordanians, had migrated into there, and anywhere that Islam goes, submission is required.
Right.
Whenever they finally reach that proportion in the population, and we can see this in the no-go zones that are occurring in European nations, and up to and including here in the United States, go to Michigan or Minneapolis, where the representatives, Omar, Ilhan, and Tlaib was just being spoke about there. Their constituents are Islam. So if she were to say anything, she would probably be properly voted out of office come the next election.
Well, Jim, one of the things that's a consternation for me is how in the United States of America, we could allow a socialist, Marxist, communist to be in the U.S. House of Representatives or in the Senate, and especially how we could have one that's an enemy, listen, an enemy against all that we believe is moral, ethical, conservative, Christian patriots in America that will take the kind of stand that she has taken and not being willing, unwilling to say anything in response to the questions that's being asked of her, not willing to say anything in response to it. I'm looking at a headline that says, State Department spokesman in heated debate with the reporters defending Palestinians. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller grew frustrated when reporters who chose to focus on Palestinians rather than acknowledging the recent suffering of Israel during a press briefing on Tuesday. Israel began counteroffensive measures, and he goes into the details there. Says the president said that Hamas is motivated. I'm amazed. This coming out of the mouth of Biden. The president said that Hamas is motivated solely by the quest to kill Jews. Now, usually when he opens his mouth, he can't speak. When he opens his mouth, lies come out. But that's probably the most profound truth statement that I've heard Joe Biden make in his candidacy up to and including his presidency now. How do you respond to where we stand today and what is the official word out of the White House and what is the real evidence of standing with Israel as you see it?
Well, a broken clock is always correct twice a day there, so he got one right. I'll give him that one. But as far as anything else, what will occur is Hamas will keep those that don't want to participate in these war crimes, and I'm going to call it what it is there, they're going to keep them inside of Gaza, their own populace, and use them as propaganda and human shields. Look at what Israel's doing. So in the end, the world opinion, after Israel continues to wage military operations against Hamas, the Palestinians or the Jordanians are going to try to use it as a propaganda tool to show the world how oppressed they are. And the sad part is there's individuals out here that are going to buy it hook, line, and sinker without remembering what happened yesterday.
One final question, an exit question for you, Jim. Do you stand with, or do you feel that we should stand with Israel? Some have now started talking about the atrocities that Israel is perpetrating upon Hamas and the people there. Are they doing the right thing or the wrong thing? What is your position on that?
Israel's defending themselves.
Amen.
Those that bless Israel will be blessed. Those that curse Israel will be cursed.
That's exactly what the Word of God says, and you're on target with that. Thank you so much for your call, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Insight and for your comments. I pray that our listeners have heard, and they've heard well. And so you have a blessed day. Looking forward to what God's going to do in Israel and with Netanyahu at the head. He says, we're at war, and we're going to take away Hamas and its capability of ever doing this again. And so I am complimenting Benjamin Netanyahu and what he's doing in the protection of the nation of Israel. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
You,
have a blessed day.
Bless,
ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the atrocities that's taking place in Israel. Unspeakable horrors. Unspeakable horrors. I think that as we look at what is happening, we need to understand there's something far greater than just the players on the scene today. God is at work, God is on the throne, and God is allowing this to come about in the final days of this whole world. We're going to take a top of the hour news break, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there, don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A top Israeli opposition politician says he has a deal to enter a wartime unity government with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Benny Gantz, former defense minister and military chief of staff, releasing what he says is a joint statement with the prime minister. It says they will form a five-member war management cabinet. And after delivering advance warning to civilians, Israel has been carrying out an intense bombing campaign of the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. Israel's response to Saturday's brutal terrorist attack that saw the slaughter of innocent civilians in Israel, and the terrorist rockets continue to target Israel. While leaving out any mention of Iran, President Biden pledging U.S. support for the Jewish state. On Wall Street, stocks, the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P are all higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you serving the Lord in any capacity in ministry? Conservative Theological University would like you to call today. CTU now offers partial grant scholarships for new students. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for admissions info for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic jihadist attack on Israel left about 1,200 plus, they're still counting dead bodies, left about 1,200 plus dead, some 1,000 or so still injured, and at least 40 babies discovered with their heads completely cut off. 11 to 14 Americans are being held hostage today. And these captives, ladies and gentlemen, the Islamic jihadists, state in their holy book, it's called, I hate to even use the term, it's the Noble Quran. And in the Noble Quran, it's very, very clear that they're simply carrying out Allah's bidding. Now, you might say, who is Allah? Allah is the false god. It was the moon god of the Bedouins of that era. Allah is the false god. Allah is not God at all. And yet they're saying Allah Akbar as they do the slaughtering in Israel, and as they do any jihadist activity around the globe, they scream out Allah Akbar. And there's some that say they're simply saying God is great. Well, number one, Allah is not God. Allah is a false god. And secondly, they're not saying God is great. They're saying Allah, their God, their false God, their moon God, the God that they kill, slaughter, and destroy for. They're saying that Allah is the greatest God. And yet we have today some Christians that embrace Islam as a sister religion, like Rick Warren out of California, Saddleback Community Church, and others that stand in local forums and plead for the Palestinians, as they're called, and stand against the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. I believe we have Michelle on the line. Michelle, go over to the question or comment, please. Michelle, are you there?
Hello? So I attend. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
So I attended the Jacksonville City Council meeting last evening, and there were probably, I'm guessing, 12 to 15 people up for public comment that were male, female, 20 to 30 years old, maybe 35 years old, in support of Palestine. And I have to tell you, it was a terrifying to hear their strength and their passion and their convictions to their belief. There was, you know, a sizable number at the city council meeting last night, and we're calling for the city of Jacksonville to support their beliefs. And it was kind of an eye-opener because they're here, and they're very confident and willing to be public and open with their beliefs. It's a frightening time.
Well, even with the new mayor today, it has in her cabinet, heading up one of the departments, Dr. Parvez Ahmed. Parvez Ahmed is a Islamic jihadist. Parvez Ahmed was the head of the Council of American Islamic Relations, domiciled out of Tampa, Florida, up until about 2006, when he moved to Jacksonville. Parvez Ahmed is a mathematics professor at University of North Florida, or he was. He may be retired now. But he's in the heading up the Human Relations Division and for the city of Jacksonville, of all places. Dr. Parvez Ahmed says that jihad is simply an inner struggle with the Islamic person, which is contrary to what is believed, what is taught. In fact, the Noble Quran is the only Quran that's in print, in publication, approved out of the University of Medina, that every Islamic scholar uses and depends on. And the footnotes in their study notes says that jihad is holy war against all non-Muslims. And yet we have that taking place in this administration in our city. I am awed by it. I'm shocked by it. I'm concerned by it. And yet we find those, as you said, that will stand up in a public forum and defend the war atrocities of Islamic jihadists going against the Jewish people. Michelle, from your perspective, what does that bode in your mind, or what does it connote in your thinking in relationship to the dangers in Jacksonville, the dangers in America, if that is the case with so many that we have in our citizenry in America?
Well, I see the boldness of, you know, those present speaking yesterday in their convictions and their beliefs. And what's frightening to me is to see leadership locally. And on I do applaud Governor DeSantis yesterday, but seeing local governments not stand up and publicly support Israel and condemn the Hamas and Palestine, they are not standing up publicly in their convictions. And to not have courage to do so is a very frightening thing. I was down there yesterday. As you probably know, Sunday, our mayor stood as the grand marshal for a River City Pride Parade. They proceeded to have, it was proposed or marketed as a family event. There were over hundreds of children participating, and this parade proceeded to throw out condoms and other sexual different items to the people attending the parade. There was no condemnation from the mayor, no condemnation from our city council, and I see this as a continuing manner of not standing up in convictions for what should be happening, to allow this sexual perversion to happen in a public entity where it's approved and supported by our mayor. is frightening. And to not see them condemn something like this and to not have the courage to stand up in support for Israel is probably, to me, the most prominent fear that we're dealing with locally and on a national level.
Michelle, you're exactly right. You're spot on. We're watching today the implosion of our cities and our states and our nation, morally, ethically, and biblically. In fact, it was Tony Perkins just a few months back said the president administration has done more to undermine and destroy our faith, our families, and our freedom than all of the presidents combined. And we find the trickle down, if you want to call it that, of the blue cities and the blue states, and we become a blue city in Jacksonville with this present administration. And I'm saddened by it. I'm concerned over it. And all we can do is keep praying and ask God to give us leaders that will honor God's word, that will honor the book of truth, as I like to call it, the truth book, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And one other statement before I let you go. We talk about the Palestinians. There's no such ethnic group in all of the annals of history that's called Palestinians. That's the term that was given by, I believe it was the Roman control of Israel. That was the term that was given, but there are no Palestinians. In fact, when the global national alliance, before we had the UN, the League of Nations, it was called, that's the word I'm searching for, the League of Nations in 1947, wanted to divide Jerusalem and have a two-state solution, started back in 1947. The so-called Palestinians, as they're called today, which were simply roving, meandering tribes of that era, they didn't want it. They didn't want to have a second state. They wanted all or none. And so we find the battle ever since then. Israel became a nation in 1948, and since then we've noticed and we found that Israel has to continue to defend its existence. And yet the scripture says in Genesis 12, 13, 14, and following, 15 through 17 in particular, that God gave Israel the land. God didn't give Israel to the jihadists. God didn't give the nation of Israel to any group called the Palestinians. He gave it to the nation, the people, the Jewish people of Israel. And so we need to keep, as the scripture says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to keep praying and asking God to give Benjamin Netanyahu strength, encouragement, and wisdom to do the battle that I think is honorable. And we need to pray for our city. We need to pray that God will replace a lot of the rhinos that's in city council. That is the Republicans in name only. It's a stench in the nostrils of God to see what they tolerate, what they stand for, what they allow in our city. And now the mayor's office in league with the sodomites in our city, and now no willingness to stand and say, we stand with Israel from a unified standpoint for our city council and our mayor. I am concerned about it, and I know that you are.
I'm very concerned. Their silence is deafening. And for them to not have the courage at this point in their positions is a frightening thing, because leadership, you know, kind of structures the direction of what the narrative is in our community. And we know where our mayor stands, but we really need for members of our city council to be courageous and to not be silent on this issue.
Absolutely, Michelle, you're exactly right. We need to keep praying, keep looking up. The scripture says our redemption draweth nigh. Michelle, thank you so much for your call today. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call. I missed the first half of the broadcast today, but as I was driving across town, I heard these topics, and I simply could not resist with you and the last caller there. Just really kind of hit the nail on the head, but dealing with this Islamic issue, and of course we're seeing the war in Israel now. I just wanted to point out both these topics that you just discussed. I've been, as you know, most your listeners know, I've been very involved in. And this, you know, what it made me think of is this makes me think of a documentary called "The Enemies Within."
Mm-hmm.
And there's a newer version, Enemies Within the Church. But if you have not seen Enemies Within, you need to look that up online and go view that. But we have them here on both sides, Muslims the radical LGBT alphabet mafia. So, you know, I fought, tried to expose Parvez Ahmed years ago. He was appointed to the Human Rights Commission, and now he's serving in that role under the new mayor's administration. And as you pointed out, I mean, he was a leader in CARE, the Council on Islamic-American Relations. And I remember gathering hundreds of signatures to oppose his appointment and turning those into city council, you know, and then just continually these issues are falling on deaf ears.
And Raymond, so and if I
could creep in.
If I can jump into your conversation just for one moment, Dr. Parvez Ahmed was one of the unindicted co-conspirators in 2000, yeah. I believe it was 2006, the Holy Land fraud out of Texas, where it was set up called the Holy Land Foundation, and it was simply a front. It was a front for raising money for the Islamic jihadists in the Middle East, and Parvez Ahmed was part of that. He wound up being one of the unindicted co-conspirators, and yet we have him in charge of human rights in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is so people just need to be aware. That's how, you know, deep-rooted it is between the Muslims and the LGBT mafia. And speaking of that, the last caller had mentioned the Pride Parade, and I just wanted to point out very briefly, not to get too off topic, but the speaking of the Pride Parade, on Monday, many people may have seen a news story of the local chairman of the GOP with all this completely disingenuous fake outrage, which, you know, we agree 100% that, you know, how awful. You know, it's totally, as stated, it is beneath the office of the mayor or any elected official to participate in a pride parade, particularly when such perverse acts are being, you know, it's so-called family friendly and there's children involved. And I understand there was a vendor with, you know, obscene sex toys and things I can't even say on this program. But, you know, I want to point out that the GOP has been silent. I was the one that tried to expose these things years ago. It's been 4 or 5 years. I brought these very same issues to the city council, to the mayor, and Chairman Dean Black was aware of these issues. I provided photographs when I went to the libraries and saw the same issues where they were giving away these things. They were in the libraries. There was minors present, obscene films shown with minors in the room. I was there. I was monitoring the event, and absolute silence. Nothing was done to stop it. But now that we have a Democratic mayor and the political consultants see the political expediency to, you know, point their finger at Democrats right now just for their own political gain. It's just total partisan, disingenuous outrage. So just don't be fooled by that. These rhinos could care less.
Absolutely.
About these issues, and it's sad.
Raymond, you're exactly right. We need to keep praying for our city, pray for our nation. We need to pray for God's divine intervention that will give us relief from this. And we need to keep praying for the nation of Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem in particular. Raymond, thank you
so
much for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you for your input. You're spot on with it. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, Brian, I got a comment since I've been watching the news. I've been seeing a lot of people, you know, talking about, you know, Palestine. But last time I checked, they had elections in that country. I believe in 2015, something like that. And they elected their own government. And they tried to talk with Israel. But they were overthrown by the terrorists, Hamas. But I don't see the UN and the other liberals putting pressure on Hamas to let the rightful elected government continue in control in Palestine. They're completely silent, and it's sad to say, but there's innocent people there that are being used by those terrorists that overthrown that government in that section of the world, which is Gaza. So the government was overturned, I never see the liberals complaining and whining and saying, you know, that needs to change. I guess they are content and they're happy that Hamas is the one ruling that section of the world. And the reason why those terrorists did what they did, because they were Saudi Arabia. They were talking with Israel about peace. So these people,
yes,
by no means, they don't want no peace. They want no peace at all. And now they're trying to blame Israel. I mean, who is the bad guy here? And the sad thing is many people, they don't see it for what it is. I mean, it's just sad what's going on. They just attack this and that group, but they need to see that, you know, it's these people, they don't want peace with nobody. They just want war, and they overturn the government because that government had good intentions for his people. But in a small minority, is the one dictating in that section of the world. I mean, it's what's going on, brother. And it's sad to see how the Democrats are so silent in this issue. But you know, by the silence, we know on what side they are on. And history let us know that they're always against Israel. And it's unfortunate what's going on, because no matter what side they are, in Israel or in Gaza, you are a Muslim or not, you are going to die. You're going to face eternity. And you going to go before God. Either you are safe or you're lost. And that's the main concern that we have to be thinking about. Once you're gone, you're going to spend eternity. Either we close to God,
you're exactly,
or away from God. We have to
brother, you're exactly
people.
Right. In fact, you might recall, and for our listeners' edification, in 2005, Gaza was turned over to the, Islamic jihadist, for the sake of peace. In other words, each time we have a president that wants to negotiate peace in Israel, it's always Israel. You give up some land and you'll get some peace. And so Israel gave up Gaza in exchange for peace in 2005. In 2006, as you said, the people in Gaza then decided to have their own government, and they elected to dominate them Hamas. And we have our own governments, except for Donald J. Trump, our own governments, Bill Clinton, we had Barack Obama, and now Joe Biden, that's funding the jihadists, the Hamas people, funding them with hundreds of millions of dollars, and yet we wonder how they have funds to do what they're doing. In fact, with the latest, with the $6 billion that was given, turned back over to them to spend, and they're claiming that money hadn't been spent, but they have it because money is fungible. As a result of that, they can use whatever they like to do. And so we need to keep praying. You're exactly right, Jose.
Yeah, we need to pray. And not only that, brother, I hear somebody on the news as well saying that Iran is transporting the oil to Venezuela. So they are using Venezuela as the middle person to resell the oil to the U.S.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing. I'm sorry, don't we have enough oil here? Why do we have to give money, billions, to the terrorist groups in Iran? Because that's what they're doing. They're using Venezuela as the middle person. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's crazy, brother. We got oil here.
And it's because of the wicked leadership that we have in America.
Yes.
Let me just simply say this. If Donald Trump were in the Oval Office, this would have never happened, in my most humble opinion. May have taken place on a lower scale, may have taken place in the future, but not under his watch, because he would take a stand.
We got two wars going on. We got the oil sky high. We got food, everything expensive. And we got the border wide open. That never happened with Donald Trump. You like him or hate him, but the facts are the facts. But obviously, the fact checkers, they're nowhere to be found, because they
are
rivals, pretty much. It's sad, brother. We have to pray for this nation. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Jose. I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Fantastic show as usual. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Well, I was one of the ones at the city council meeting in Jacksonville, Florida last night. My bride and I both attended, and we both spoke. And what we saw, not only with the reaction of the city council when the earlier call, Michelle handed out gift packages for each of the city council members to give to their children and grandchildren to show the just the insanity of a pride parade tossing out that was advertised as a family-friendly parade, those to the audience said, I'll make sure that you understand I'm here because I want to know who's protecting our children. And if this is what we're going to do, and our new mayor is, but then in addition to that, witnessed with my own eyes and ears, many people standing up from the quote-unquote Palestinian country and from Gaza and Muslims and saying and acting as though they were the victims. And again, you know it and you've read it and you understand. If you're not a believer, you're an infidel and you should be dead. And what, unfortunately, that religion stands for is divisive hatred, and there's no no. Let's witness to these people and try to save them. It's just the complete opposite of Jesus Christ and his mission and his hope for the world and eternity. And they twist it. And if you say that, then you're going to be labeled something, and you'll be on an FBI watch list. And it's just ridiculous. It's out of control. But the openness and the freedom of our borders and our freedom of speech and our rights are being taken away from us. And here's the thing that just gets you. Our folks that should be in leadership and that should be sounding the alarm from the highest hills are asleep at the wheel, complacent, or more nefarious than that. They're involved in it and just worried about feathering their own nest, so to speak. But the opportunity that we have is, just keep in mind, there's actually right now as we speak 200 plus Saudi Arabian men at Mayport learning how to fly helicopters. You know, tell me what part of that is right and why our tax dollars are doing that. Didn't we learn our lesson with that sort of thing? Why are our borders porous? Why are they wide open and people coming in? And now it's starting to trickle out that some terrorists from multiple nations that are hostile towards us have been apprehended. Our government has two major missions: protect our us from enemies, foreign and domestic. So our borders yes. should be secure, and there should not be allowed to be people pouring in like an invitation of this horrific potential crime, and then at our underwriting of our tax dollar, be given phones and spending cash and flown and driven or bused or trained to various cities all over America. And by the way, I don't know about my fellow Americans, but don't a lot of them look pretty healthy, and don't they look military age? I mean, Ephesians 5:14, we talked about that the other day. It says, wake up, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I don't want to be woke. I want to be awake. And
amen.
The truth, it's in our face. It's in our face. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be, this is my new term I think I'm going to coin. Don't be a crino. Don't be a Christian in name only. You love the Lord, walk it out. And that means to get on the phone, to get to a city council meeting, come to a school board meeting, and stand up in this courage and the strength Christ has given you. And I have the emotional quotient, the intellectual quotient. Let's introduce not just a social quotient. Let's introduce, as believers, the Holy Spirit quotient, and come to life with the body of Christ, as Christ wants you to, in love and mercy, for goodness sakes, in love and mercy, but in courageous, in the precious word of God. We're not out to kill people. We're out to save them and point them to our Lord and Savior.
Amen. James, you're on target with that. Thank you for that challenge for our listeners today to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Thank you so much for your call. I believe we've got about a minute left, but I believe Michelle is on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please. Miranda, I'm sorry.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dr. Youngblood. James just pretty much stole my thunder. I'll make it brief. I know you're short on time. That's something that I'm very concerned about, is all these young men that are coming into our country. And you know, as porous as our border is, we've got people just like are attacking in Israel. We've got people like that here too, and they think no more of us, or perhaps less of us, than they do the Israelis. So we need to be mindful of that and be aware that we have very dangerous people coming across our border who mean us no good at all. They do not right. mean they want to annihilate us, basically.
Miranda, you're
Thank
exactly
you.
Right. I'm looking at a headline, Miranda. It says, kill every Jew and Christian on earth. That's the plans for Hamas. The article reads, Christian evangelist Franklin Graham is warning Jews and Christians around the world, beware of Hamas and the evil, wicked plans to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. And we need to recognize that. That's a call for us to awaken as Christians, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray that God will give us leaders that will protect America and direct our nation in the right way. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching.